This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez now claims, she says the world will come to an end in 12 years if we don't stop climate change. Those are her words, and it wasn't a misspoken statement or anything. It was, I mean, she doubled down on it, said, yeah, she thinks the world's coming to an end in 12 years. Now, we are dealing with the first mentally retarded member of Congress that we've had in American history here. A 29-year-old who was just being born in roughly 1989 when the United Nations said the world is coming to an end by the year 2000 if we don't stop global warming. They said entire nations would be swept underwater and disappear and vanish because of rapidly rising oceans. And then, of course, Al Gore in the late 1990s started pounding his fists on the table about global warming and saying that, well, we'd all be underwater. The world will come to an end essentially around, what, 2010 or 2012, something like that. That didn't happen either. In fact, all the predictions of these global warming alarmists and fearmongers have failed to come to fruition. You know why? Because the things that they believe are not true. They think that carbon dioxide is a poison. They've been terrorized by the media with false, fake science, fake information about the climate, about carbon dioxide, which, of course, as I've explained many times, is the single most important nutrient for plant life across our planet. And yet these millennials, people who are Ocasio-Cortez's age and younger, they are terrorized daily by the media and by their schools into thinking that the world is literally going to end, they've been taught, if climate change is not stopped. Climate change, tell you what, it's the release of CO2 into the atmosphere that is saving our planet. We need more greenhouse gases because it's photosynthesis, as I've also explained many times, it's photosynthesis, the basis of all life on our planet, that needs carbon dioxide. And it's plants that produce the oxygen in the atmosphere that you breathe. Without carbon dioxide, plants don't engage in respiration. And if plants don't engage in respiration, you die because you have no oxygen in the atmosphere. You see, so Ocasio-Cortez is a lunatic. She's a left-wing cultist who thinks the world's coming to an end if we get more carbon dioxide. The truth is that the world needs carbon dioxide, and higher levels of CO2 will be a great benefit to this world. But isn't it funny how these people, they openly behave like cultists? It's like you could see Ocasio-Cortez holding a sign on the street of New York, a sign that says the end is near. You know, you see these people with these signs, usually homeless people. She's one of those people. She thinks it's all coming to an end in 12 years. Now, if you ask her to explain this, she can't explain it. Her answer is that she shouldn't have to explain it because you, being a white person, have no right to ask her that question. That's now the logic of the left-wing millennials. You don't have any standing in society from which to ask any question whatsoever, because you're a Trump supporter or you're a white person or you are, you know, whatever. They say you don't have any standing, so you can't participate in any debate. So when they say climate change is going to destroy the world, anyone who disagrees is disqualified from debating the point by the left and the tech giants and their censorship and everything else. You are disqualified because you don't agree with their lunatic premise that's now being pushed by actual mentally retarded members of Congress who belong either in, you know, some kind of rehabilitation center or an insane asylum. They are totally insane. They have no cognitive function. They cannot parse information. Ocasio-Cortez, it's extraordinary that she has power in our government because these people believe that the world is coming to an end That's why they're willing to do anything. They think that if they don't have a total globalist government to take away your guns and take away your rights and confiscate your money and control the media, control the narrative, they literally believe that if they don't do all of that, the world is coming to an end in 12 years. This is why they are willing to do anything to crush any opposing points of view. They have been brainwashed into believing that they are saving the planet, that they are saving life on Earth by crushing your free speech and dominating the science narrative to be quack science. That's how dangerous these leftists are, these global warming pushers, these climate change pushers. And they're not just lunatics. They're not just insane. They're evil. They're evil in the sense that they believe that you have no right to participate in the debate and that they have every right to control and dominate you because they are so smug and so convinced that they have a monopoly on the truth, that no outside opinion or news or analysis or videos can be allowed to exist. And so they will use their arrogance to push censorship. They want to, I mean, remember this, the global warming lunatics, they want to imprison those of us who don't go along with their quack science conspiracy theories. They want to imprison us. And they openly talk about it, that they have to throw people in jail who are what they call climate deniers, which itself is a dishonest term. No one's denying the existence of the climate. Climate is always there. It's been there long before humans. So they call you a climate denier to try to paint you as something like a flat earth person or something. We're not climate deniers. You are science deniers. You, the global warming crowd, you are deniers in basic chemistry. You're deniers in photosynthesis. You are deniers of botany. They are the ones who deny reality. When we say, hey, carbon dioxide is good for the planet, makes it more of a greenhouse, which is why it's called the greenhouse gas, and greenhouses is where you grow more plants. And when we say that, they say, you're not allowed to say that. We have to put handcuffs on you and throw you in prison, silence your speech, seize your domain name, cut off all your videos, because we, the lunatic left, we're going to save the world from being destroyed in 12 years, and we're going to do it by paying money to Al Gore. And you ask him, well, how does that work, you effing moron? Explain that. How does paying money to Al Gore stop the world from ending? And again, their answer is, you don't have the right to say, you can't question it. You're not allowed to speak, basically. This is the new position of the left on anything, on gender, LGBT issues, on race issues, on science issues. You're not allowed to speak. You don't have standing in society, period. That's the new position of the left. So they don't have to answer any questions. They don't have to provide any evidence. They don't have to have any scientific transparency, not even logic or reason, nothing. You ask them a question, explain how, let's say, ejecting pollution into the upper atmosphere in your global dimming experiments, explain how that supports plant life on Earth. And their answer is, you don't have the right to speak. And this is, you know, in a sense, Ocasio-Cortez is right about one thing. People like her will destroy civilization. This is the end of civilization if people like her have power. It is the mentally retarded leading human civilization into a suicidal self-destruction. But the planet won't end. The planet's going to be fine. In fact, the planet would be much better off without morons like Ocasio-Cortez in charge. But she will destroy civilization. This is what leftists do, because she's a fascist. She's a communist. Communists and fascists, they destroy everything they touch. They destroy societies. They destroy human civilization. Yes, they are the destroyers of worlds. But they paint themselves as the little angels who are saving the earth. No, you're not. You couldn't save an ant farm, you moron. You don't even know. If you don't understand basic atmospheric chemistry, you're not qualified to talk about this. You know, if anybody should be censored, it's the people who are scientifically illiterate and don't understand carbon and oxygen and what molecules are. I mean, it's incredible. These people are such self-deluded ignoramuses, I tell you. What would the plural of that be? Ignorami? If that's the word, It's her. It's Ocasio-Cortez, queen of the ignoramus, scientifically illiterate moron, who now has been elected to Congress because the voters in her district are dumber than she is. It's incredible. This is what it has come to in America. Just unreal. The level of idiocy that is now in charge is suicidal for our nation and our civilization. But again, Earth is going to be fine. Planet Earth, it will be here. It's already been here 5 billion years or something in that neighborhood, and it's going to be here a lot longer. It's going to be here long after idiots like Ocasio-Cortez have come and gone. And the only mark she's going to leave on history is a smear of stupidity. It's incredible. Anyway, look, you want to help the planet? Go out and idle your car for an hour and release some carbon dioxide that plants can use. Piss off a liberal. Drive a car. Drive an SUV. Drive a big car, a gas guzzler. Release some CO2. It actually helps the plants. That's why greenhouse growers buy CO2 generators. They run CO2 generators in their greenhouses to generate the CO2 to help the plants grow. And if you didn't know that, you know, well, I guess most people don't know that, but it's true. You can look it up. You can buy a CO2 generator online for your greenhouse. It produces greenhouse gases to help the plants grow. That's what we need on Earth, is more greenhouse gases, higher CO2. There would be more greening. It would be a warmer climate. We would have more liquid water, which is good for plants. And that's why demons like Ocasio-Cortez hate the idea, because they hate life. They want to destroy everything, including the planet and all humans on it and all life on it. They are destroyers of worlds. And that's why we have to stop them before they destroy us. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Read my website, naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.